China's former domestic security chief, Zhou Yongkang, is facing corruption charges after months of investigation. He's the highest-ranking Chinese official to face trial in the past three decades. The 72-year-old former Minister of Public Security, Secretary of the Central Political and Legal Affairs Commission, and member of the Politburo Standing Committee, stands accused of bribery, abuse of power, and what is termed the intentional disclosure of state secrets. He was expelled from the Communist Party in December. Zhou's charges, according to an official statement, are especially severe. Some analysts see President Xi Jinping's purge as directed as much towards neutralizing political rivals and opponents as it is toward punishing those engaging in malfeasance. RAND Corporation analyst Scott Harold told VOA, "We've seen at the top levels Xi Jinping going after both of the two predecessor governments. These actions constantly keep the pressure on those political groupings that are not already loyal to Xi Jinping and pose a challenge for the Chinese government." Prosecutors gearing up for Zhou's appearance in court, according to the state newspaper China Daily, may need up to 2 months to prepare their case against him. Zhou's trial is expected to be similar to the one conducted in August 2013 involving former Chongqing Party Secretary Bo Zilai. China analyst Raffaello Pantucci at the Royal United Services Institute told VOA, "I think the eagerness will be to get it done and out of the way, though with great public spectacle as a pinnacle of Xi's new power." RAND Corporation analyst Harold says the real question will be, who else does he name? If you're in a situation that Zhou Yongkang finds himself in, fully subject to the mercies of the Chinese interrogation services and at the feet of your chief adversary, Xi Jinping, wouldn't you admit two things in order to save yourself and your family? China watchers say his punishment will likely match that given Bo Zilai, life in prison. After that, Pantucci says the anti-corruption drive will continue, but maybe become more of a background story rather than the prominent center stage piece it is at the moment. Covering corruption, Jeffrey Young, VOA News.